Blog Talk Radio.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Okay, excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little bit more comfortable.
All right, hello out there in Radio Land. It's Cat's Funkaholic Radio Detroit. That's right, you found the right spot. Yes, you did. Yeah, and I'm talking about the best in indie artists from funk, R&B to jazz. And it's really exciting tonight because I got some new songs on the playlist. And friend and fellow musician, awesome guitarist Duffy King, joining the show a little bit later on as our special call-in guest artist, too. So I'm really psyched about that. So stay right here because it's going to be a lot of fun. And, yep, I'm here every Tuesday at this time. Well, that's barring any gigs that land in this time slot, but for the most part, most Tuesdays from 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So in the meantime, if you'd like to do a little quick shout-out, feel free to do that. The number, call-in number, I'll take your call really quick anyway, because we've got about a half hour here before Duffy comes on. The number is 347-215-7591 for anybody who wants to just say hi, you know. And once again, I'd like to thank all the bands and artists who have sent me their songs and info. I do appreciate the response, and I'm just loving it. And, of course, listeners, I do appreciate your support. So, well, what's been happening? Spring has sprung around here, sort of. I think it's been a balmy 48 degrees today over here. Yeah, we had the 60s and 70s recently, and we want more, okay? So let's try to make that happen. But anyway, the show is brought to you by catorlando.com, and that's where you can find my CD. It's called Poster Child, and please do check the music out there. And if you like it, please do purchase by clicking on the cash register icon and then the PayPal. Yes, that's another button there, PayPal. The PayPal icon button is a totally safe site where you can purchase the actual physical CD, a Poster Child. And now if you prefer the MP3 form, that is also available at iTunes and CD Baby and a lot of those digital music sites. Or the last and coolest option, I think, is to come to the gig and buy a copy there, you know. So there's always that. So speaking of the live gig, here's what's happening this weekend. That's right, Cat's Funkaholic, that's the name of the band, too. Not just the radio show, but the name of the band, my band. And that's this Saturday at the Stray Cat. I'm talking about the Stray Cat Lounge in Clinton Township this Saturday. That's April 25, Saturday. And, you know, that's the really coolest spot. Get your martini on and your dance on and just kick back and with nice couches, and there's a nice dance floor there, and it's a very cool spot. Now, I skipped last Tuesday because where were we at? The casino. But previous Friday, Friday, we could go Friday. Went to the DMAs. I was nominated for Urban Funk Musician. Did not win. Oh, well. But thanks to Detroit musicians and industry people for the nomination, and it was a whole lot of fun. Got to hang out with so many talented artists and folks that support music in this town, and always love to do that. And once again, the website is catorlando.com. Now, Hidden Agenda. There are no shows for Hidden Agenda this weekend, but check this out. Larry Marshall and I will be at Andiamo Bloomfield this Friday. You know, I wanted to call it H3O, but you can call it whatever you want. It's Larry Marshall and I will be there at Andiamo Bloomfield, corner of Telegraph and Maple Road. And all of that, that is also on catorlando.com, not to get confusing here, but all Hidden Agenda shows are on hiddenagendaband.com, and we do have some upcoming shows to check out, so check out hiddenagendaband.com. All right, well, I got some new music I want to get to, and here's a group right here. I hope I'm pronouncing their name correctly. Muso Project, something called Thousand Times.
Yeah. Living sweetly, baby. Oh, message out to be. leaving my voicemail. Up my phone 24/7. I'm hearing your ringtone, like, what's this? And I'm hearing from a lady.
Who's that, baby?
Nobody, baby, just who you replaced.
Yeah.
She didn't want me when I wanted her. Now she's stressing, leaving messages to tell me that she wants this. Told me I was dreaming. Told me my career wouldn't last a whole weekend. And in this, told me I was lying. Laughing in my face until she was crying. But calmly, I'm losing no sleep because my girl got skills. So I'm counting no sheep. I just laugh at the hurt because she see me getting money. But I swear it always got funny when I give her that. My voice shorty.
My life. I was very excited to start my reportings.
This is your girl Kawana Jackson, and you are rocking with Cat's Funkaholic Radio Show.
That's me. All right. Well, that was that last cut right there. Well, that was Borat, that little thing right there. But the last song was Detroit Music Award winners Infatuations with a song called The Beep. Brand spanking new from those guys, all right? Very cool, very cool. Previous to that was Kenya, Michael Jackson rendition of I Can't Help It. I like that too. She's going to be on the show May 19, so check it out, check it out. Keep looking at the Facebook page and all that. I'll be putting it up there. And previous to that was the Muso Project, and I got a few songs. You're going to be hearing more of them on this show. That particular song called A Thousand Times, yeah. That is up for the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. So look them up. It's called the Muso, M-U-S-O Project, and look them up and vote for them for the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. That'd be very cool if they won that, and I do like their music, so I'm going to be playing more of their stuff. All right, well, let's keep it going here. All right, let's see what they have. Oh, this artist right here was on the show a few weeks ago. His name is Cameron. Something called Let It Out Loud.
All night long. Got me on the floor. All night long.
Everybody get up now.
Really wanna get it, cause you know I wanna hit it. Let's get on in the club.
Let's get on the club.
She shakes me now, she shakes me now.
Oh no,
oh no.
on the floor all night long. Got me on the floor all night long. Got me on the floor all night long. Of me.
Previous to that was a song called Let It Out Live by Cameron with a K. And he was on the show a couple, two, 3 weeks ago featuring him. And I always like to do a guest call-in artist. And this is a big one, too. This evening we have a friend of mine and fellow musician from originally from Detroit, and he has toured the world and done countless studio sessions, Grammy Award nominations, and World Music Awards, and he has some CD releases called Living for the Big Time and 20 Detroit Music Award nomination. His name is Duffy King, guitarist extraordinaire. We got him on the line here. Let's see if we can put him on here. Hello, Duffy.
Hello, Kat. Can you hear me? Hello, Kat.
I hear you now.
Can you
hear me? Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Thanks.
Okay, good, good. All the way from Arizona area somewhere?
Phoenix area. Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Phoenix
right
area, okay. Bring some of that hot weather over here, would you please?
that's one thing we got going here for sure. It's really beautiful this time of year.
Oh, I bet. Well, cool. I just wanted to say congratulations on your latest project here. And let me see if I got this. The CD that you are featured on with Alan Hewitt, keyboard player from Moody Blues. It's called Evolution, is that correct? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Well, actually, the name of the project is One Nation, Alan Hewitt and One Nation. And he kind of put the cast of characters together as a functioning band, per se, as opposed to him doing like a solo project. So we actually have input various things from recordings to even as we're getting ready to do the touring thing as well. And so it's all
great.
But the recording's called Evolution, and it dropped today officially. And that was very cool. It was really cool that we could time this to have it where the U.S. release is today. It's on Sony Red Label, Red River Entertainment, and Best Buy, Barnes and Nobles, as far as hard sell outlets, and of course Amazon, iTunes. It's going to be on Sony in Japan, and that drops I think next month in Japan, and then soon to follow the European release somewhere in the next month or so.
Wow, you're going to be a busy guy then.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The Japanese tour budget has already been approved for September, I believe. So.
Wow, excellent. Okay, I'm going to hitch a ride. I'm going to have to hitch a ride. what else was I going to? I was getting ready to ask you. Talk about maybe the other players associated with this project besides Alan. I know there's some pretty heavy duty lineup of players.
Yeah, you got that right. On drums, we have Sonny Emery from Earth, Wind & Fire, Steely Dan, Lee Ritenour. Just ridiculous. I mean, he's just
wow.
a monster. J.B. Collier on bass, who's actually originally from Detroit and moved out as a youngster to Los Angeles. And he played
okay.
on a lot of Motown stuff in the Los Angeles area, but I believe he played on Dramatics record. I don't know if it was in Detroit before it moved to Los Angeles or not, but he's
okay.
been playing for years. He's been playing for years with Bruce Hornsby, and he's
okay,
currently
yeah.
out with mm-hmm. yeah. He's currently out with the Pointer Sisters, but he's also played with Herbie Hancock. So obviously another heavy hitter there. Orianti
yeah.
makes a guest appearance on Two Cuffs.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And for anybody that doesn't know who she is, she's been on Michael Jackson's recordings and Alice Cooper, is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's been quite out there getting a whole lot of airplay. And yeah, what a lineup to share a project like that with. That's amazing. And you got a tour coming up. And you know
yeah.
what? I think if. Mm-hmm. If you just hang on the line there, because, you know, the one that I really like there is Revolution number 9. I'm going to play that real quick here. So,
Revelation.
Hang on,
nine.
I will. I'm sorry, Revelation.
Revelation number 9. Revolution number 9 would be the Beatles.
Did I say Revolution?
Yes, but
did
it's
I say,
easy,
oh.
it's, of course, because... We've had that in our heads since we were kids.
It's so ingrained in our. Of course, it could be this online connection too. I don't know. So I don't know if I said that and you heard me wrong, but anyway, folks, Revelation number 9. Here we go.
Awesome.
That's Revelation number 9 from the brand new CD Evolution, Duffy King and Alan Hewitt and One Nation Project. And I love that one. I've got Duffy on the line right now. There you are.
Hello. Great. Thanks, Kat. Am I on?
So, you are still on. Yeah, as long as you can hear me. And I see you're still on. And we are still live. Now, speaking of, okay, you say you're going to be having some touring plans coming up. Does that include Detroit at all, I hope?
We're hoping so. That we've been talking about it, and, of course, it doesn't really have a lot to do with us. The agency, ICM and Live Nation, are handling that right now. But they, you know, give us feedback as far as how they're going to route things, and sometimes we might go, let's go. But we've been talking about trying to do Detroit. And if we play Detroit, you're going to come up and play Big Bang with us.
I am. Okay.
Yes, indeed. That's the other
one. There's a reason to stop by right there. Tell them you forgot a pair of shoes back at your house and you got to swing by Detroit. And
No, that's all good. So. The initial tour dates are going to be West Coast and Southern California and Vegas and stuff. Those are going to be the CD release shows and parties, and that's the latter part of May.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Okay. Now with my musical Freudian slip of the Beatles Revolution number 9 that I did earlier, how did you first get into playing? Was it the Beatles, or were there some other influences that got you going?
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate enough to have both of my older brothers, who were like lots older than me, so 10 and 12 years older, respectively. So I was heavily influenced by them. Of course, they were.
Oh, okay.
They were heavily Beatles and Stones and stuff when it first came out, and I was just a little kid, but I absorbed it all like a sponge. And I started, playing guitar in, second grade. And my brothers had already made a record and stuff by then, and taught me a lot of, they taught me a lot of things. And actually, as far as musical influences, I was always, quote-unquote, kind of ahead of my peers, because they were feeding me, what they were listening to, which was, if my peers were listening to the Monkees or whatever, my brothers and stuff were listening to, a vast array of things, anything from Jeff Beck to The Band to
right,
heavy funk stuff. Because my brothers were signed, one of the first white acts signed to Motown Records, their band was. And so I had
what
a
was
lot
the name
of
that?
R&B and funk. The band was called Magic.
What was the name? Magic, okay.
Magic.
And that
was
like late 60s, early 70s?
Early 70s, yeah. And as a matter of fact, Stevie Wonder played on the record, and he wasn't a gun for hire. He came in the studio while they were recording and heard what they were doing and liked it and offered to play on their record.
Wow. Wow.
So that's what
that
I
is some
I,
history.
I was a 10-year-old kid, and I had that around me, So, I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And so, they have – and the guitar player in the band – went on to be the guitarist for the Bee Gees and Andy Gibb, and he recorded all the Saturday Night Fever stuff and the Andy Gibb stuff and Joe Walsh. He plays the rhythm guitar part on one of the, I guess it's one of the most played songs on FM radio, Life's Been Good to Me So Far.
That's
Joe
him.
Walsh, right?
Oh, wow.
And so that's Jordan McSia. And Jordan McSia used to teach me when I was, 10, 11, 12 years old. That was my mentor. So I was, really lucky.
Yeah. Was that in the Detroit area? Well, it had to be back then with Motown days and all that.
Yes.
Motown was still in Detroit. Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Wow. What a background. Yeah.
Yes.
What a connection there. History, actually, really. Yeah.
Yes, it is. I was lucky.
But you're talking about that. Absolutely. You're talking about that gap there of in age, but because I was the same sort of thing, my friends were listening to the Monkees, and I had a party, in middle school, and I invite all my friends over, and I'm playing Hendrix and Jefferson Airplane. They're like, "What is this stuff?" the devil's music or something. Like, no, check it out, because my brother's 4 years older than me, And nothing he wants to admit these days, but...
The hilarious thing was Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees. Imagine how he scared all those kids.
Oh, yeah. It's like, taking my daughter away from here right now. Oh, yeah. Very I don't good. Know if he was on the show that I saw. I saw them at the Olympia. Yeah, at Olympia.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was – I think he had already been kicked off the tour by that time. Because that was all pretty squeaky clean. But we were like, wow, Mickey Dolenz, he's doing this thing with a cape, man, and he's dancing. And meanwhile, that was a James Brown routine that he was doing.
Yes, indeed.
We had no idea.
Great.
Those were good music. Well, back to – once again, one more time, you said a couple things where the CD can be purchased. Say that again, one more time.
As far as, I guess, brick and mortar, which is, I really miss that because I used to love going to Tower Records and stuff and looking at records and feeling them and listening to them and actually touching them. But anyway, Best Buy and Barnes & Noble. And then
Barnes & Noble.
And of course, Amazon and iTunes, either download or Amazon. You can buy the hard copy as well, which I was always, I'm not an MP3 fan, but hey.
Yeah, I hear you. are these, do you have links to these on your DuffyKing.net site?
I'm putting them up. I'm going to be putting them up today. I was getting ready to do that, but I was going to make sure that I had the phone thing all set up, and I was, because I'm 3 hours behind you, so, Alan put up the links today on his Facebook page, and I was going to just copy and post them and then put them on my website, DuffyKing.net.
Exactly.
And,
folks, that's how fresh this is. They haven't even put the links up yet, so this is hot off the presses
I just thought it was great that we're going to do this show and it drops today. I just thought it was great.
Yeah.
And I was actually just digging through some video. I wanted to post it up with the links right after we get off. I'm going to do this with some live footage of me recording the tracks when I was recording them.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, where was that? With the links.
That recording?
Nowadays, it's everyone. We all just did our own recording in our own studios, except Orianti. She did hers at a studio in L.A. With Alan. I can't remember the name of the studio. Other than that, everyone did all their tracks. Like Sonny did his from his studio in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And JV did his in Los Angeles at his studio. And Jamie Glazer now lives in Salt Lake City. He did his up there. And so we just get the rhythm tracks. And we'll each take, we'll take a few passes at it, send them, it's all FTP service, send them to Alan, and then he'll get on the phone and talk about things and then make changes, and stuff like that. Hey, do this, try that again, and add this time or something like that,
Well, that's great. I mean, the final product, is like, sounds like everybody's in the same room. That's amazing technology.
Isn't that amazing? That's what Alan Watt was striving for, and I'm so glad that you said
sure.
that. You'll be glad to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
like, I'm sorry, what?
Have you met Alan?
I'm not sure if I have. If he was in Detroit, possibly. I don't know if he came to one of your gigs or something like that. But no.
Where our connection is would be through our dear friend James Greenway.
Really? Okay.
See,
maybe I have. Because he's from Petoskey, right?
Because he's from Petoskey. See, Alan and I have known each other since high school. He was a couple years older, but I looked up to him. And then we ended up playing in bands together. And especially after he got out of Berklee School of Music, and we ended up playing for years together, and so that's our connection goes way back. But him and I and James Greenway played together, and so that's
okay.
I thought, because of your connection, maybe when you guys were all up north, because I know that Larry had played some shows with James up north, and I thought Alan was at one of them. So just wondering.
Yeah, Larry goes long ways back with James, and so possibly with Alan Hewitt as well. Well, I'll tell you, you know, that is something. So maybe I have met him, and I'm gonna have to ask Larry about that one. So, Larry, have I met Alan Hewitt? I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping.
Years.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. This time delay thing's got me a little bit.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a time delay. Just so many years in the business, you realize that, you know, you don't really realize how many people, you know, certain people that you've met and everything. But go ahead with your thought now.
Well, just, and I'm getting ready to, I'm trying to time this correctly. I have my new record, which is all original Latin / fusion jazz, all acoustic. And that's going to be coming out here soon. And I'm hoping to do a release party in Detroit. I'm coming to Detroit soon, and I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Michigan, hopefully this summer at our place up north, finally, so that we can spend a lot of time there. And in between tour dates and stuff with Alan and stuff, so hopefully I can get back to my D and do some shows and play, and see my friends and stuff.
Well, there you go. Yeah, definitely got to do that. Sounds like you're going to be doing some moving around between the touring and up north and here, but that'll all be great.
Yeah.
So I got to definitely keep me posted and keep us posted on the show and all that.
Absolutely.
So, well, great. One more thing I wanted to, you know, we met, I think, through your days playing with Bugs. And what about, now you talking about earlier days in Detroit and how your first influence, what about earlier bands besides with Bugs and different people? I'm trying to, you know, think back of different groups, or was it always your group and then Bugs? Or
I had my group for quite a while, but I was also in a band called Bullets, and we played like a lot of the same, I think, probably venues as you, whatever, you were in some other groups as well. But
the cover,
you know,
clubs,
we were,
sort of, yeah.
Yeah, with the Sterling Diversion Rooms, as I call them, at the time. And some of the people you might know in that would be Roger Noonan was also in the band I played in with the Teen Angels, oddly enough. I played with them for a while. So I don't know if you know Roger.
Oh, you did?
Player. Yeah.
Oh, I know Roger from them, and lately with different with Remedy.
Why, sure.
And
yeah.
Who's he with now? You know, it's like he's definitely the man about town for sure. You know.
Yes, he is. So Roger,
I didn't realize you were with Teen Angels.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the great band, the Groove Dogs, with Glenn Olds and Rob Emanuel and Darren Drake. Now that band was just a stomping, funky unit that we used to tear Detroit up, man.
Wow, okay. I remember that name. That wasn't too long ago, was it?
No.
Or was it
maybe? Well, unfortunately, it's longer ago than we care to admit.
Yeah, right, then we care to admit, right? I hear you.
But that was just vicious stuff, and that was funk fusion and acid jazz on steroids and stuff. That was great. That band was just fantastic. And also from Bullets would be Bernie Powell. Do you know Bernie, keyboard player?
Oh yeah, Bernie.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
So. So just some of the other connections that we had in that regard. And Jimmy Pryor is playing with you, I hear.
That's right. He's my drummer in my band. Yep, coming up, we're playing at the Stray Cat this Saturday, and he's kicking on the drums and singing.
Yeah,
it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, he's awesome. And that's the Funkaholics, which is your radio show,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, Cat Funkaholic. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Now,
what do you think of that name, man? What do you think of that name?
I love it. Now, the Groove Dogs, which was, I'm telling you, that band was so funky, it just, like, make your knees buckle. We used to play the song Funkaholics from Bernie Worrell.
There's a song called Funkaholic by Bernie Worrell. Really?
Yeah, we are the Funkaholics.
You need to get that on your show.
I got to check that. Well, I wrote a song called Funkaholic and without even hearing that. Uh-oh.
Well,
nothing is original anymore, let me tell you.
Well, the names aren't copyrightable, just melodies, so.
Right, that's true, that's true.
So I thought of that right away. I'm going, wow, I wonder if you've ever heard that song by Bernie Worrell.
Well, I'm going to look it up now, believe me. Somebody else had the name Funkaholic. Somebody was using the name Funkaholic, but they dropped the trademark. So I'm gonna be grabbing that. But the song I didn't know about.
Yeah.
The song
wow,
I didn't
cool.
know,
well,
did not know about.
Check it out. It's awesome.
I will. I will.
Very good, Ken.
Well, hey,
Duffy. I'm gonna let you know when my other record drops. I'm gonna try to release it, and we'll do another little fun thing.
Please do. Please come back and be on the show. And thanks for jumping on the line this evening. And I'll let you get back to your tech stuff that you're going to be doing this evening and all that.
Yeah,
but everybody, go to DuffyKing.net and check out Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com for the CD called Evolution with Alan Hewitt and One Nation and Duffy King. So, all right, Duffy, you take care and hope to see you in Detroit soon and maybe in Arizona, too. Who knows?
Awesome. Thank you, Ken. Yes, I want to be back in the D. I miss my D, Pete. All right. Out. Bye.
Okay. I'll tell everybody hi for you. Okay.
Good Thanks. Night. Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. That was Duffy King. And I'm going to go out with this one last song right here. And we'll see you all, we'll hear you all, or you'll hear me. You will hear me next Tuesday, same time, same place, 5:30 to 6:30. So everybody have a great night and be cool.